childhood, she focused on horses as the main priority in her life. I was not going to discourage her, as my parents had done to me. Other than the practical parts of having to save to eventually have one, and the importance of learning everything about them. She began taking riding lessons at 9 years of age. Crystal learned everything she could through books when she could not be with horses. All of the motivation came from her. I helped in paying for what lessons I could, but when she turned 12, her father and I divorced, and I was the main income earner, so I had a lot on my plate. Crystal was steadfast, though, and began her first job working at a breeding stables. She saved all of her money to buy her first horse and proceeded to continue training as a show jumper and to train this huge thoroughbred that everyone was afraid of to be her everything horse. This horse almost killed her a few times, but she continued on even more determined. I could see that he was her best friend, and the bond between them was very strong. Tragically, he became very ill, and she spent months trying to help him and all of her money trying to get professionals to help, but they could not. This was a great loss and turning point for her. I did not know how she would utilize her love for horses, but I could see the fire in her eyes. I wished that I had her clarity, endurance, and motivation to go for what I wanted when I was her age. Crystal continued with many equestrian programs around the country and then attended an all-equestrian college. She spent her free time working as a groom for the teachers so she could help pay for her education. Crystal tried to teach me some riding skills and concepts through all of this, but I guess I felt my time had passed and I settled for watching her through the years. I did not think I could afford this hobby for myself. I knew she would be doing something in her life with horses, however. I had no idea how she was going to make a living with it. Then one day, she calls me from her school and tells me they don't have anything that she wants in their career book, and she did extensive research on her own. She then proceeds to tell me that she found an internship with an Olympic rider in Belgium, and she wants to go. Wow! I then realized that her world and mine were going to change. I was so proud of her for all the hard work she had done to get to that point, and in shock that my now young woman was going to Europe. For 5 years, I went to visit Crystal wherever she worked with horses, always far away, of course. This was where the travel addiction began. I visited her in Egypt, Romania, and India. Each time she would let me ride a horse, and most of the time, I was filming her during her show jumping competitions. Watching all of these beautiful horses and how advanced she had become over the years had further ingrained in my mind that I could never be able to ride and bond with horses to have them want to ride with me. I really loved the friendship Crystal and I were developing, but I was only an observant of her world. At that point, I was traveling more and more to visit, and we did some exploring to other countries like France, Greece, Spain, and Thailand, and I really enjoyed the experiences. All my other travels with my new husband were of the vacationing type, planned out to the T, and providing all the comforts and luxuries imaginable in our budget. These types of vacations are nice as a break from work, but how much can you really relax in a week or two while having to travel to get there and back? December 2015. I finally did it! I'm retired now! I'm flying to Indonesia to begin a 2.5 month journey. Crystal had been on hiatus from her last project in Egypt and had been traveling around several countries in Southeast Asia. She met up with me in Bali, where we planned to begin our adventures together. I am worn out from working for many years in a stressful career counseling criminal youth and then supervising criminals getting out of prison as a law enforcement agent for the last 10 years. I really don't know how I'm going to deal with a mostly unplanned journey throughout Indonesia, Malaysia, and Taiwan. 2 weeks in, and I'm feeling more motivated and capable. Today, we decided after our excursion to the Komodo Islands yesterday, that we are going to the country of Timor-Leste. After all, it is the island right next to the island of Flores, which we are on right now. How difficult can that be? Timor-Leste is an island in Indonesia.